You know, the heart of a mom is caring. The heart of a mom is discerning. The heart of a mom is helpful. The heart of a mom is persistent. The heart of a mom is full of faith. And I want to say this morning, Happy Mother's Day to you moms. I want to thank and honor all the moms who have persevered and have raised their kids, because being a mom is often a thankless job. On top of that, there are expectations to be able to do it all, to be the super mom at times. They need to be a nurse and a doctor and a counselor and a caregiver, and they need to function on very little sleep, and they need to be up before the kids and go to bed after the kids. And then if they're not a single mom, they're expected to be a wife too. And they are expected to do it all with a smile and the sweetest attitude. Being a mom is tough, isn't it? I'm not a mom, but I've witnessed what being a mom is. And when I look back, I see all this. Being a mom is a tough job. I know many moms often feel undervalued, unappreciated, and unrecognized. And from your kids who don't recognize all that you do, and from your husbands who don't appreciate all that you do, and even from society who often doesn't value the role of a mom, being a mom is hard. But even though it's hard, God has designed the heart of a mom to be a reflection of His own heart, I believe. Not that men aren't cared for or created in the image of God. They are, but we see God use how a mother's love in a special way. Only a mom could care for her child in a way that only a mom can care for her child. Isaiah 66:13 says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." I love that. There's something special about how a woman cares for a child, whether that child is a natural born child or an adopted child or just someone that they become a mother to. Because I know mothers like that. The heart of a mom is to love. So today, in honor of Mother's Day, I want to take a look at an example of a mother who would go and do anything that it took for her child. And if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 and 28. And while you're getting there, turning there, I know we have people here today at all kinds of different places, from ladies who have raised their kids to moms who are helping to raise kids right now, and things are very difficult with your children sometimes, right? To young women who have no kids at all or kids yet, to ladies who have been unable to have kids of their own. In whatever place you find yourself today, I want to encourage you today. There are many things that we're unable to control in our circumstances, even our kids. Sometimes it's just out of our hands. We've done all we can do, and it's in God's hands now. The heart of a woman cares for her children. So even if you cannot have kids, look for that person who you can be a mom to. So let's read this morning and examine the Word. Matthew 15, 21 and 28 says, "Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre of Sidon," or Sidon. "A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, 'Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word, so his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Help me, Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask for your Holy Spirit to guide me this morning. Lord, help me today. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, we see this woman was a Canaanite woman. And now, you know, if we know a little bit about the Canaanites, they were not respected at all by the Jews. They had been an enemy in the past history. And the Jews didn't associate with them, and they were despised by them. But this mother's heart was for her daughter, and she knew this. And I think about this for a moment. She was willing to go to someone she thought would despise her because he didn't even want to be around her as a Jew. But she saw it the only hope that she had for her daughter. So one of the first things we see from this mother is the heart of a mom is caring. You know, in the face of being despised, she was going to Jesus because she cares greatly for her daughter. And notice she asked Jesus to have mercy on me. Mercy upon herself. She cares so much that there is this empathy and that she suffers alongside her daughter even though she herself is not demon-possessed. And I believe that God has designed mothers this way as someone who cares about us, even when it seems that nobody else does. When we even have sayings that are generally recognized as true in our culture, and we might say to someone that is unlovable that you're someone that only a mother could love. And we've heard that before. We recognize that love and care of a mom is different than everyone else's. Even as we see in the Scripture and in Isaiah that I quoted before, that in the beginning of the message, that God has designed the heart of a mom to closely resemble His own compassion, mercy. So that when we look at a mother's love, it helps us to understand His love for us. Isaiah 49:15 says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you." You know, he asked this question in such a way that the answer is known, that a mother couldn't forget the baby at her breast. And he says, His love is even stronger. Amen. Isn't that wonderful to know? God has created the hearts of moms to be caring. And He takes the greatest example of caring that He has created moms and uses them to describe His own care for His own people. The heart of a mom is to care for her kids. You know, this plays out in life. For the most part, I remember when my kids would get hurt, it wasn't dad. You know, it wasn't, "Hey dad, help me." It was, "I want my mommy." You know, I could go and grab, I use Madison as an example. Because it's like, no, I want mom. It's not that she didn't love me. It's that she wanted mom. Sorry, Maddie. I didn't mean to bring you into it. You know, and it's not that dads don't care. There's just something special about mom, isn't there? I'm glad my mom's here this morning. finally able to get out. You know, she had hip replacement surgery not too long ago, and she's doing well, and I'm glad she's here today. So the heart of a mom is caring. We also see that the heart of a mom is discerning. Matthew 15, 22 there says, "My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." She discerns that the problem is a demon possession and with her daughter. And you know, I'm certain that this daughter had caused all kinds of problems. You know, that happens sometimes. We have those troubled kids, don't we? Cause all kinds of problems. But you know, a mom never gives up on her kids. Amen. You know, I know that sometimes she may have thought that life would be easier if she didn't have to deal with all these problems. And I think about those things and it breaks my heart. But this mom is so discerning that there is an underlying issue that's causing the problem. And she understands what Paul tells us in Ephesians 6:12. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Sometimes we want to blame everything else, but realize it's more than that. Satan's plan is to disrupt the family. Satan's plan is to tear things apart. And this mother realized that. And she knew that the only place she could go was to Jesus. She's not in a battle with her daughter. And sometimes we think we're in a battle with our children. And although from the outside, it may seem that way. But she is fighting the battle against the spiritual forces of darkness. And I know that there are moms that you know may have going through all kinds of things. Maybe you think that this child is its cause. How could a child cause such heartbreak? And how could these things happen? But let me tell you, there are great families that go through hard times sometimes. I know it's not easy, and I know that this world wants to blame Matthew 15, 25 says, "The woman came and knelt before him. 'Lord, help me,' she said." Notice that this mom, she expends every effort to help her daughter with this issue. You know, she's discerning of the problem and its cause, and she now seeks out what she cannot do to help on her own. She had heard about Jesus and who He was and what He had been doing around the communities, and so she thought, man. Mark 7:25, "And in fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit, she came and she fell at his feet." She wanted to find the help that her daughter needed, and she expended every effort towards being helpful, and she probably didn't know what to do at first, like many of us when we're raising our children. Luke 6:17 and 18, we see that once when Jesus was teaching, it says that there was a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem and from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by evil spirits were cured. And I'm sure this mom heard about those things. She says, "I need to go find Jesus. I need to go find Him because I know He can help me." This mom heard about Jesus, and when she heard He was in the area, she went and sought Him out. She was willing to do whatever it took to help her daughter. And I know a lot of moms who, when their children are sick, they go to the doctor, but when the doctor can't seem to figure it out, immediately they do whatever it takes. They're looking on the internet. They're researching everything they can to figure it out. If that doctor can't do it, they find another doctor. They don't give up, do they? They're expending every effort to do what they can do to help. And I bet you that this daughter had no idea what her mom was going through at all. How much effort her mom was expending to help her. You know, I think often kids, they don't have a clue of what parents go through. Usually that they don't figure that out until they have kids of their own. And then they're like, hey, mom, hey, dad. You know, but she sought help. She persisted in that help. That's because her heart was persistent. And a mom's heart is persistent. Matthew 15:25, it goes on, the woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. And yes, the Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. See, the Jews looked at the Canaanite society. They were not Jews. They were like dogs. They were like pets. This woman, she didn't take no for an answer. You know, there's a few people in this world that will go to lengths for their kids. Not like a mother. They'll do anything for their kids. If they run into a roadblock, they seek another avenue. And Jesus is pretty cruel here, some might say. It's kind of hard to understand why he would use that language in our society today. In that society, it would have been well understood because that's the way it was then in that society. It seems that he's unwilling to do this, to help at first, and he compares her to a dog. What is Jesus saying here? There's two words in the Greek text that are examples here, or definitions. One is used in a negative sense as a mangy mutt that runs wild on the streets. And the other is really what Jesus used here in this sense is more of the sense of a household pet. And that's crazy for us to understand, isn't it, in our society today, that we would refer to a group of people as like a pet. You know, we have a dog named Winston. That's Winston. He gets excited sometimes. When he's not chewing on something, he falls asleep, you know. But we love Winston. We really do. We love Winston very much, and we care for him, and we feed him. And he's never too far away when there's a plate in your lap. I mean, he likes to mooch, okay? You know, but we give him his food, but we don't just specifically fix a meal for Winston. You know, we don't fix steak and chicken and feed Winston the same food before we eat. We usually feed him as we're eating because he takes no for an answer. You know, and we love Winston. I know many of you have pets out there and they're the same way. Yeah. And this is basically what Jesus is saying to this woman. The woman actually takes no offense to it whatsoever, but she is encouraged that she isn't called a mangy street dog. And he doesn't use that analogy. He uses this other analogy that she understood because of the society that they lived in. And like I said, when we read some of these scriptures, it kind of is kind of like, man, what's that mean? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Why in the world would Jesus? This is Jesus, a loving God, why would he say something like this? But this woman says, you know, even the scraps that fall off the table, you know, off the king's table is all that is needed to accomplish this healing. Amen. Think about that. Think about that. This is really amazing because by this she shows how great her faith is. And she's saying, even just a crumb, even just a little bit of you, Jesus, is all I need. I need just a little bit, just a crumb from you. And my daughter will be healed. You know, the heart of a mom is full of faith. Matthew 15:28 says, then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. You know, it's interesting here to note that Jesus only tells two people that they have great faith. They are both Gentiles. And they both recognize that Jesus truly has all the authority and is all that they need. I wish we could understand that more. That Jesus is all that we need. Even just a little bit of Jesus is all that we need. And if we have that faith that even just a touch, you remember the lady that just reached out and she says, if I can just touch his garment, if I can just touch a little bit of him, that's all I need. They're both recognize Jesus as truly all. One is that the Canaanite woman here in this scripture, and the other is the Roman centurion in Matthew 8, 5 and 10 that seeks help for his paralyzed servant who was in pain. You know that centurion man, you know what he said? He said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. Just give me a command and I know it'll be done. I mean, I can't even talk this morning when I think about this. Because I see a society growing that is moving away from Jesus and how important He is. And He is all we need. All we need is a little faith. All we need is a little faith. Sometimes we don't feel like we're worthy. Sometimes we feel maybe like we are that mangy mud on the street. But Jesus is all we need. So my question for you moms, and really everyone else this morning, is how's your faith today? Do you have the faith that is going to be passed on to your kids? Do you have a faith that your kids are going to recognize and pass it on to their kids? God wants us to have a heart that cares and a heart that discerns and a heart that helps and a heart that persists. And do you have that kind of heart this morning? If not, I go back to that question again. How's your faith today? Is your faith strong today? You believe that Jesus is all you need. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you again, Lord, for your word. Lord, I just want to honor these moms that are here today. Lord, Lord, I thank you for my mom who persistently encouraged me throughout my life to stay in church, to believe in you, to serve you. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here today. I know many of us have that same story. And if not, Lord, I pray that we can be that story to our kids. We can show them that we just need Jesus. Lord, I thank you again. Bring us back safely as we honor you in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.